Lesson 3. Outcomes. Explain the function of fuel within the combustion process. Fuel. Fuel is the oxidized or burned material or substance in the combustion process. A fuel may be found in any of three physical states of matter: gas, liquid, or solid. The fuel in a combustion reaction is known as the reducing agent. Fuels may be inorganic or organic. Inorganic fuels. Fuels that do not contain carbon, such as hydrogen or magnesium. They can be divided into hydrocarbon-based fuels. Gasoline, fuel oil, plastics, cellulose-based materials, wood and paper, organic fuels, fuels that do contain carbon. Most common fuels are organic, containing carbon and other elements. A fuel's chemical content. A fuel's chemical content influences both its heat of combustion and heat release rate. Table 4.8. Fuel's heat of combustion. The fuel's total amount of thermal energy released when a specific amount of that fuel burns. In other words, different materials release more or less heat than others based on their chemical makeup. E.g., many plastics, flammable liquids, and flammable gases contain more potential thermal energy than wood. Synthetic materials. These are common in modern construction and furnishings. These materials are synthesized from petroleum products, and as a result, they have higher heats of combustion and may generate higher heat release rates than wood on a per-mass basis. Power, the rate at which energy transfers. Another way to describe power is the rate at which energy converts from one form to another. The standard international SI unit for power is the watt, W. 1 watt is 1 joule per second, JS. Heat release rate, HRR. HRR is the energy released per unit of time as a fuel burns and is usually expressed in kilowatts, KW, or megawatts, MW. In fire behavior, power is the heat release rate, HRR, during combustion. When a fuel is heated, work is being performed, energy is being transferred. The speed it is transferred, HRR, is the amount of generated power. It depends on the type, quantity, and orientation of the fuel. Examples of heat release rate conditions that may be measured in watts, kilowatts, or megawatts. HRR directly relates to oxygen consumption, as the combustion process requires a continuous supply of oxygen to continue. Typically, the more oxygen is available, the higher the HRR. Similarly, the HRR decreases if all available oxygen is consumed and not replenished. Figure 4.21 shows an example of the heat release rate produced by various sizes of fires. Gases. For flaming combustion to occur, fuels must be in the gaseous state. As previously described, thermal energy is required to change solids and liquids into the gaseous state. Vapor. The common term used to describe the gaseous state of a fuel that would normally exist as a liquid or a solid at standard temperature and pressure. Table 4.9 contains characteristics of common flammable gases. Gaseous fuels such as methane, natural gas, hydrogen, and acetylene can be the most dangerous of all fuel types because they are already in the physical state required for ignition. When wood burns inefficiently, the combustion products may contain methane, acetylene, and other fuel gases. Vapor density describes the density of gases in relation to air. Air has a vapor density of 1. Gases with a vapor density of less than 1, such as methane, will rise while those having a vapor density of greater than 1, such as propane, will sink. Figure 4.22. Vapor densities are based upon the assumption that the density is measured at standard temperature and pressure. The vapor density of a gas provides an indication of where a gas will collect at an incident. Heated gases expand and become less dense. When cooled, they contract and become more dense. Liquids. Liquids have mass and volume, but no definite shape, except for a flat surface or the shape of their container. Unlike gases, liquids will not expand to fill all of a container. When released on the ground, liquids will flow downhill and pool in low areas. Liquid density is compared to water. Water is assigned a specific gravity of 1. Liquids with a specific gravity less than 1, such as gasoline and most other flammable liquids, are lighter than water and will float on its surface. Liquids with a specific gravity greater than 1, such as corn syrup, are heavier than water. and will sink, figure 4.23. Specific gravity, the ratio of the mass of a given volume of a liquid compared to the mass of an equal volume of water at the same temperature, vapors. The specific gravity of a liquid indicates whether the liquid will float on the surface of water or sink. Vaporization, the transformation of a liquid to vapor or a gaseous state. Unlike solids, liquids retain their state of matter, partly due to standard atmospheric pressure. For vaporization to occur, the escaping vapors must be at a greater pressure than atmospheric pressure, vapor pressure, the pressure that vapors escaping from a liquid exerts. Vapor pressure indicates how easily a substance will evaporate. Flammable liquids with a high vapor pressure present a special hazard to firefighters. Rate of vaporization. The vapor pressure of the substance and the amount of thermal energy applied to it determines the rate of vaporization. E.g., a puddle of water eventually evaporates because of the slow heat transfer from the sun. When the same amount of water is heated on a stove, however, it vaporizes much more rapidly because there is more thermal energy applied. Volatility of a liquid. The ease with which a liquid gives off vapor influences how easily it can ignite. The size of a liquid's surface area also influences the extent to which the liquid will give off vapor. In many open containers, the surface area of liquid exposed to the atmosphere is limited. Flashpoint. The minimum temperature at which a liquid gives off sufficient vapors to ignite, but not sustain combustion, in the presence of a piloted ignition source, commonly used to indicate the flammability hazard of liquid fuels. Liquid fuels that vaporize sufficiently to burn at temperatures under 100 degrees Celsius, 38 degrees, present a significant flammability hazard. Firepoint. The temperature at which a piloted ignition of sufficient vapors will begin a sustained combustion reaction. Figure 4.24. Solubility. Firefighters must know how liquid fuels react with water. Solubility describes T, the extent to which a substance, in this case a liquid, will mix with water. Solubility may be expressed in qualitative terms, slightly or completely, or as a percentage, 20% soluble. Some liquids are lighter than water and do not mix with it, such as hydrocarbon fuels, gasoline, diesel, and fuel oil. Table 4.10 lists the characteristics of common flammable and combustible liquids. Non-water soluble liquids, liquids that are less dense, lighter than water, are more difficult to extinguish using water as the sole extinguishing agent. Because the liquid fuel is less dense and will not mix with water, adding water to the liquid fuel may disperse the burning liquid instead of extinguishing it, which could potentially spread the fire to other areas. Firefighters should use the appropriate foam or chemical agent to extinguish liquid fuels that are not water-soluble. Miscible materials, materials that, when in water, will mix in any proportion. Polar solvents, flammable liquids such as alcohols, methanol, ethanol, that will mix readily with water. Water-soluble liquids. These liquids will mix with some water-based extinguishing agents, such as many types of firefighting foam. The extinguishing agent will mix with the burning liquid and become much less effective at extinguishing the fire. To avoid this mixture, firefighters should use alcohol-resistant firefighting foams specifically designed for polar solvents. Solids. Solids have definite size and shape. Different solids react differently when exposed to heat. Some solids, such as wax and metals, will change their state and melt, while others, such as wood and plastics, will not. When solid fuels are heated, they begin to pyrolyze, off-gas, and release fuel gases and vapors. The solid fuels begin to decompose and emit combustible vapors. If there is enough fuel and heat, the process of pyrolysis generates sufficient flammable vapors to ignite in the presence of sufficient oxygen or another oxidizer. Pyrolysis. Pyrolysis is the chemical decomposition of a material through heat. In firefighting, this refers to the process where materials break down and release flammable gases that can fuel a fire before actual ignition occurs. When wood first heats, it begins to pyrolyze and decompose into its volatile components and carbon, often producing white vapors. Pyrolysis of wood begins at temperatures below 400 degrees Kelvin, 204 degrees, and is lower than the temperature required for the ignition of its vapors. Modern home construction uses wood for structural components and a variety of synthetic materials like polyvinyl chloride, polyethylene, polystyrene, polypropylene, and polyurethane for insulation and finishes. This includes common household items made of flexible polyurethane foam and differs in pyrolysis from wood, as indicated in Table 4.11. Solid fuel ignition. Solid fuels have a definite shape and size, which significantly affects how easily they ignite. The primary consideration is the surface-to-mass ratio, the surface area of the fuel in proportion to its mass. For example, let's take a look at a large tree. To produce lumber, the tree must be felled and cut into a log. The surface area of this log is low compared to its mass. Therefore, the surface-to-mass ratio is low. The log is then cut into planks. This reduces the mass of the individual planks compared to the log. The resulting surface area increases, thus increasing the surface-to-mass ratio. The chips and sawdust produced as the planks are cut into boards have an even higher surface-to-mass ratio. If the boards are milled or sanded, the shavings or sawdust have the highest surface-to-mass ratio of any of the examples. As this ratio increases, the fuel particles become more finely divided, like shavings or sawdust. Therefore, the particles' ability to ignite increases exponentially. As the surface area increases, more of the material is exposed to the heat and generates combustible pyrolysis products more quickly. Figure 4.25. The proximity and orientation of a solid fuel relative to the source of heat also affect the way the fuel burns. Figure 4.26. For example, if you ignite one corner of a sheet of 1/8-inch, 3mm plywood paneling that is lying horizontally, flat, the fire will consume the fuel at a relatively slow rate. The same type of paneling in a vertical position, standing on edge, burns much more rapidly because the heated vapors rise over more surface area and transfer more heat to the paneling.